It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, we got the 4th of July coming up tomorrow. A lot of people excited. We got a little bit longer weekend. And, you know, speaking of just being all patriotic and stuff, did you see President Trump is now selling his own brand of cologne called Victory?
I did not know that.
Yeah, and now if you think it's somehow illegal or unconstitutional, think again, because there's been other presidents that have had their own brand of fragrance, and I've got proof of that. Listen up.
Donald Trump is selling his own fragrance, but he's not the first commander-in-chief with his own cologne.
We have nothing to fear but body odor. So pick up a bottle of Roosevelt No. 5.
From FDR to JFK, presidents throughout history have sold their own scent.
Ask not why you can't pick up chicks. Ask for Kennedy cologne.
When he cut down the cherry tree, George Washington used the original axe. Presidential colognes through history.
How about that? Yeah, I had no idea George Washington, he's the one that started the Axe body spray.
I didn't know that either.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, even with the rain, we've had some really hot temperatures lately.
Yeah.
And so remember to drink lots of water and stay indoors between 11 a.m. and November the 2nd.
My calendar out.
Well, October, it cools off.
A little bit.
Always reminds me when we have that commercial from the Public Safety Department that talks about drinking the water.
Yeah.
That guy always helps me remember that I need to drink water and stay hydrated or else I'll have a problem with being my head hydrated.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Can I have a drink, please?
Well, how about your kids? Do you tell them, hey, go outside and play?
Yep.
Even in the hot weather?
Yeah, they don't listen, but I tell them. Actually, you know what they do? They go to the pool.
Okay, well.
That's the big thing.
But not everybody has that option. Matter of fact, I'd say most people don't have the option.
Oh, come on.
The
there's
pool.
A lake somewhere nearby.
Okay, you can probably get wet.
A creek.
Okay. But it's not just right, like right in your backyard or around the, you know.
I got you.
Yeah, but anyway.
You're trying to make me look rich.
Well, I listen, I got to say, as far as my parenting skills go, I think my kids stay indoors a lot, especially even when they're off during the summer. Because, you know, it's just hot out there. I wouldn't want to go out there.
So yeah. What are you saying about your parenting skills exactly?
They're not good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, say for the past few years, a youth participation in the outdoors has decreased approximately 20%.
So my son told me about this thing they've got online. It's on Reddit. It's a subreddit called r/outdoors, and people talk about what it's like. And they'll be like,
outdoors?
Yeah, they're like, you know, this is not as good an app as it used to be. It used to be more fun, but now it's not as much fun. And they're always talking about how our outdoors has gone downhill.
Oh, really? I don't think a lot has changed since, you know, caveman days.
I don't know.
You go outside, look up at the sun, go out in the woods, the trees are still there.
Okay, don't look at the sun. That's a bad idea.
Well, 51% of Americans say competition with technology is the number one reason why kids are not enjoying the great outdoors anymore. They just watch a video, a YouTube video.
Well, not just that, but playing a video game, you feel like you're in another place.
I will say this, the only birds my kids see are angry ones. Well, 22% of Americans say that not enough time is the reason why they don't participate in outdoor activities. And most people say that it's the responsibility of the parent to actually have the kids participate outdoors.
It is. It's so hard, though, to make them go outside when you're inside in the AC. They're out there sweating and you're like, stay outside.
Yeah. How is it hard? We didn't have a choice.
You're sitting there in the fan, and they're like, Mama, let me in.
We'd go to a neighbor's house.
Yeah, we would too. So 3% blame the weather is why they don't get out. It's raining out there. It's very, very hot.
Mm-hmm. It's too windy.
It's too nice to be outside today.
That's the one thing that makes me angry at myself. When it is a beautiful day, it's not too hot, it's sunny, and I could be outside having a cocktail, and I'm inside.
Well, camping is the most popular way to introduce your kids to the outdoors. That's what some people said that were surveyed. 38% of the people said camping.
Camping is a horrible way because they get the worst of everything.
Well, as a kid, that's what we did. Like when we went on vacation, we would go camp in a tent.
I will say it's an individual thing because my daughter loves it. She's Girl Scout. She loves to go camping. Mm-hmm. My son is like, we need air conditioning and a good internet connection, and I'm with him.
All right. Yeah,
my wife loves to go camping with my daughter. My son and I, we stay home and play on a computer.
Well, that's glamping. You got that if you want to, and it's basically just taking your house and moving it to a KOA campground.
Yeah.
A minute.
They don't glamp. They stayed in something called a yurt. I didn't know there was really a word called yurt. I thought it was something you made up.
Yeah, there's some on some campgrounds up in Asheville and down in Georgia.
They spell theirs with a U. Y-U-R-T.
Well, in Sparta, Tennessee, that's the way we say hi is yurt, and we, you know, do the international trucking symbol.
That's scary.
That's why people don't go outside.
You're too scared to, where I come from in Tennessee. But if you look that up, you can Google yurt in Sparta, Tennessee. It is official there. It's been there since the 1800s.
Sure.
Another thing they say to get kids to more enjoy the outdoors is go hiking.
No, I'll pass.
I know, bicycling and fishing and even running. I'm like, what?
Hiking would be more fun if it was air conditioned.
Well, yeah.
They need to make, like, personal air conditioning suits for when you go out.
Okay.
That would be good. I know when I used to go to Fall Creek Falls State Park in Tennessee, you would hike down this trail to the bottom of the largest fall, and halfway down was this big opening in the rocks that went down to, like, something where they made a movie about ancient aliens or something, but it was way down in the earth, and this constant airflow of 54 degrees just blew out of that hole. So it was like having an air conditioner halfway down. It was, if there was more of that, I'd go out more.
I don't want anything blowing out of a hole on me.
So it was a big hole.
That's just me.
I looked up on the Reddit R outside. The first one is, does anyone know how to turn the difficulty down? I used to enjoy this game, but it's become way too difficult to play. Someone else said,
I'm not following the... What is so? Are people making fun of being outside?
I don't think making fun is the right word, but they are treating outside as if it were a video game.
Oh, okay.
So they're asking questions about how to make the outdoors or outside life easier.
What's the code to skip this conversation?
Okay.
Right, isn't that what you do in games? You can skip.
No. You do that on YouTube videos.
Fast forward.
We want to skip this ad.
I just got attacked by a level 60 car. I lost a bit of HP, hit points.
For some reason, the skip ad did not work.
I'm going outside.
I need to reboot my computer.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
And we got a big, long weekend coming up for a lot of people. 4th of July, of course, is tomorrow. I know they're doing fireworks tonight, though. They're doing fireworks tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah, tonight, because there's some soccer thing or something going on. Or
news to
I don't know what the deal is, but you might want to look into that if you're looking for fireworks.
don't come to the radio for the information.
Well, I've not done my research yet. I had a conversation at a Mexican restaurant last night. I didn't understand it completely.
Oh, and my God. You know what? It's safe to say at some point there will be fireworks somewhere.
Yes, just Google it. You're in the upstate.
Dear God.
I'll say this. Cecil B. Hollister, crank call coming up here right now. We had fun with this one because we wanted Cecil B. Hollister's fireworks show to be extravagant because his brother-in-law always put it on, and we thought we'd call a drilling and dynamite place to get some dynamite for his fireworks display.
Yeah, it didn't go as well as we thought it would.
But it is a funny crank call. This is what happened.
Good morning, Lasting.
Oh, yes, ma'am. My name's Cecil B. Hollister, HOLISTER. The reason I'm calling is last year we had a big old 4th of July celebration where we got all the family gear and stuff like that. My mom was there, and my brother-in-law, he's in charge putting on the family fireworks show.
Uh-huh.
He just put the big show out. He's just showing how much money he got. He got a lot of money, see? And so he went to fireworks to stand and bought a whole bunch of fancy fireworks that cost like $100. And all the family just oohed and awed over my brother-in-law's fireworks show. So I was in charge of putting on the fireworks show this year. How much do y'all charge? Do you just sell the dynamite by a stick, or does it come in like a pack of fire, like the firecrackers do?
Well, if you can hold on, I can transfer you to someone.
I'd be just fine. I'd be glad.
Okay, hold on.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, sir. I just talked to a lady. I'm putting on a firework show for my friends and neighbors and family and stuff. And my brother-in-law's a big show out, and he put on a good one last year. And the reason I'm calling, I'd go and get some stuff from y'all, because he had one, and he had one where just everything blew up all at once. It's like boom, 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 beep. It was crazy. It didn't sound quite like that, but it was something like that. And the reason I'm calling is I thought maybe this year, since I've been in charge of putting on the fireworks, I could put on one big one with some dynamite.
And what do you want me to do?
Well, I was thinking maybe you could help. I just want to buy some fireworks there. Maybe y'all sell like dynamite in those big packs and stuff.
We're drilling and blasting, brother. We don't retail dynamite. You know, unless you got a license, you know, you'll be endangering my career, and I'd be out of a job.
But here's what I'm thinking. Can you put dynamite in his mailbox?
No, I wouldn't do that, and I sure wouldn't let you use my company to do something like that. I'd be out of a job.
Yeah. Well,
ain't no way I can do that.
It doesn't sound like
how'd you get this number, anyway?
Well, it's on the Internet.
Oh.
Yeah.
It didn't say we sold dynamite to the public, though, did it?
No, it just said drilling and blasting.
Yeah, that's what we do.
I thought maybe
it's a government-regulated thing, man. You can't just buy dynamite anymore, you know. All this terrorist business going on, that's no way. You're about to be crazy.
Well, I thought it'd be better than what my brother-in-law did last year, because he put on he had one that went, boom.
Yeah, well, you have to go to your fireworks stand, man. Right?
You ever heard one do that?
You're going to get somebody killed. That's what you're going to do. If I was to do that for you, I'd be have every idiot in the country, just like you, trying to call me and buy dynamite from me. So.
Boom! It went just like that.
Yeah.
Can you make that noise?
I couldn't make that noise.
I tell you what, they were really fancy fireworks.
Yeah.
Well, I guess y'all don't put on shows, do you? Here's what I got. I got a big old tree out there in my front yard.
We drill blunt in the construction business, man. We can't. We don't retail stuff like that out. No. Are you a Muslim or what?
I drive a Muslim.
Do you?
Yeah, well, Chevy Muslim.
Well, you're an idiot to even call me for that. You need to. You need a psychiatric evaluation, I think.
Well,
sir.
I appreciate that's very nice of you to say, sir.
We won't.
All right. Okay. Well, I better let you go. Maybe I just need to go to the fireworks stand. Then.
Yeah, I believe that's your best bet.
Yep. Well, thank you for your time.
All right.
All righty.
Didn't have much of a sense of humor, did he?
No, not at all.
But takes that stuff serious.
You can't call a blasting and drilling place for your fireworks.
That's
shows.
Not what we learned. We just know that one won't let you.
There you go. That's Crank Call this week.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This may be the last thing you want to think about with a holiday coming up, but I'm pretty sure my wife will at least think of it once, and that is some of the things you have to do around the house and some of the chores that you have to do, and they just did a survey and asked people what is the most hated cleaning chore in your home. Mm-hmm. And I thought that I found one of them to be a little bit unusual, but when I thought more about it, I agree with them.
I hate windows. I mean, I know a lot of people say that.
That was on the list.
Because the maid services, they're like, we don't do windows, if you call them. Like, yeah, we won't do windows.
Yeah.
Because when you do a window, you know, you step back and you're like, oh, there's another spot. Then you go do that spot, and then there's another spot.
I never had that.
Same with a mirror. Yeah. Mirrors like that, too.
Hate it, yes. Yeah. Now, the trick I do use is newspaper. Newspaper to wipe off.
Where
instead
on
of,
earth do you find newspaper?
They give you that. Not newspaper, but it's like the pamphlets they throw out on your lawn every Friday.
Huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if you could do the gift wrap, like tissue paper. I wonder if that would work.
Yeah, I don't know if that'll hold together.
Maybe not.
Wow, how do you even reach some of those windows? I mean, we got windows that are like there. You have to have a ladder.
Oh, I don't do my second floor window.
Yeah,
no, not at all. I mean, you look out. I'm surprised we can even see out of some.
My wife hires someone twice a year.
Oh,
every
really?
6 months, we have to pay. It's like $100, $200 to get them cleaned. To get all of them cleaned.
Now, mine come out real funky, like you can do them, so you can do them inside.
Right, ours do that too, but not the ones. There's some of them that are like, you know, you got the tall ceilings,
they're
way up too high.
You could just let it really, really stack up there and get super dirty and be like, this is our new blackout curtains.
Or just peel it off once it gets thick enough.
Or just leave the blinds down. You know what? I was on the second floor and there was like bugs, just dead bugs all over. I had to get my vacuum cleaner out to clean just the, what's that part? Like
the sill.
Edge or whatever. Yeah. There is nothing better than hearing that where it sucks.
Y'all don't have to tell the world about your houses, you know.
That's funny. Hey, it's just real. It's real life.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because everybody's dirty in some way.
Well, here's some of the other things. Vacuuming the stairs. That is not fun.
I like it.
Why?
It's easy. It's like as you're stepping down, you know.
I don't know what you use, but we use one of those handheld ones that gets, because it's got to be small to fit on the stairs.
You have carpet on your steps, too.
Well, though. No kidding.
Okay, I don't.
Well, then that's not really even hardly vacuuming.
Okay.
I see, and I've got wood steps, too, and it is easy. You just step it down.
Rich.
The problem is when you misstep as you're going backwards and your life flashes before your eyes.
That ain't good.
All right, mopping ceramic or hardwood floors, especially if you have a ranch house where the whole thing is just that takes a while.
Well, we are the rich people with the hardwood floors, so, but I've got one of those steamers that you
it still take a long time?
No,
you just got to do one swipe. It's not like, you know, mopping like you used to, like your mom and dad did.
I've got a vacuum steamer combo, so it vacuums and steams at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that
can
thing
I
is
borrow
cool.
that sometimes?
Yes,
it's fun though because the steam comes like. And you feel like you're being cleaner when you do your hardwood floors.
You ever step on the floor right after and you're like, oh, yeah, it's hot. Good job.
No, I don't do that because I have my shoes on. But I hate when I do retrace over what I've just done and you see your footprints there. I'm like, oh, my, I got to do that over again.
All right, toilets. Anything to do with toilets.
Mm-hmm. I disassemble my toilets when I clean. I do the thorough cleaning and I take them out and everything. Like unscrew the two bolts in the back.
Is that a joke or is that real?
It's real.
You're
talking about the seat.
Yeah, the toilet seat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot more you could disassemble, but.
Well, I'm not going to do the whole toilet, but you do that because if you don't do that, you're missing spots.
But that's that thing, if I don't see it, it's not really a problem.
Exactly.
People don't even get down behind the toilet where that's the problem, especially if you got boys.
All right, this is the one that I really thought was funny. One person said they have a heavy mattress, and it's super hard to put the bottom sheet on. They have to lift up on that heavy corner and get the sheet underneath there. Mm-hmm. And they said that makes them, they have to do it every week, they said, which made me laugh because I'm like, I don't do it every week now. And if it was hard, really hard, it would be biannual for me.
If you need 2 men in a truck just to change your sheets on your bed, because they are heavy. Like, you know.
The mattress.
Yeah, the mattress, absolutely.
Now, how often do you change your sheets? Since you're being so honest about bugs in your floor and stuff.
You know, I will clean the boys' sheets like every other week.
Wow.
Every other?
Yeah. And well, here's the thing, because my mom's all, she's.
He lives with his mom.
Well, no, she lives with me.
Oh.
It's different.
It's a difference.
And so the thing about it, she's like all, she gets up in arms about that one. Like, everybody needs clean sheets.
Yeah. I change mine weekly.
Really?
Yeah, because I just can't. There's something about the bed. It has to be clean or I cannot sleep. Like, I can't. People who can sleep without showering, I can't do that either.
Now, if I was single or when we were single, Tom, it was yearly. I would change my sheets.
Really?
Wash
that often?
My sheets.
When they started off white and then after a while you're like, there's a gray twinge to this now.
Well, right. Then it's where you lay.
Yeah,
it's like the rest of it looks fine. You're like, well, what if I just sleep over there for a while?
Yeah. And even when you take that sheet off and on your mattress, you've got the indention and that grimy spot there.
Well, if you've got a body outline in your sheets, it's time to change them.
It's like the police come. They're like, well, you don't have to mark this off.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, I know. I hear, Tori, you talk about Lululemon quite a bit here on the Hawk and Tom Show. You know, and I was curious. I had to go in there and check it out for myself.
Really?
Yeah, it's downtown Main Street.
What made you feel like you needed to check out Lululemon?
She talks about it all the time.
I mean, she talks about lipstick all the time, too, but I don't feel the need to go get some.
I do have a shade in mind for you, though, if you ever decide to try some lipstick. But Lululemon has guy stuff, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's expensive, though.
Yeah.
But did you see in the news Lululemon suing Costco, claiming the big box retailer's ripping off its designs and selling knockoff articles of Lululemon clothing under Costco's Kirkland brand?
I did, and the first thing I did was Google which one so I can go buy them.
Yeah, exactly. And so Costco's responded to Lululemon by saying, "We sell an 8-pack of yoga pants for $5. Who's doing all the ripping off exactly?"
Oh, snap.
True.
Yeah, you get like eight... whatever they are, the yoga pants.
Spandex.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't get all the girl fashion. Because you don't see guys going around with those real tight yoga pants
on. Yeah, you do. If they ride bicycles.
Yep.
Well, bicycles are different.
Because, what do you mean?
Well, because they're out there trying, because it's like a wind resistance.
Oh, my God. Like anyone will ever know whether they had wind resistance on their little bike ride.
Okay.
I mean, if they're in a race, okay. But if you're just going riding.
What'd be funny, though, is to see you like in like a long shirt, you know, Tom, that goes and it covers his bottom in those tight yoga pants with some like nice boots on. It'd just be interesting.
Don't think that's ever going to happen.
Yeah. So did they look a lot like the Lululemons? Are they that close of a resemblance? Or?
I mean, I think it would probably be better to actually buy them and see because, all yoga pants just look the same.
That's what I was thinking. How do they even know that Lululemon, you know?
What difference does it make? As long as they don't sell them as Lululemon, they can make whatever they want.
Yeah.
True. And there are so many dupes for everything out there. That's why I don't understand why they're coming down on Costco. Like, you leave Kirkland brand alone, okay?
Honestly, it just gave Costco a ton of advertising because I don't think most people knew Costco had Lululemon-styled yoga stuff. Now they do.
And you know, and usually the second guy comes along and does something just like the first guy. Like, you know, you've seen fast food restaurants or whatever, and they make just as much money.
Well, not as much, but they usually do good on their own.
Well, they say you don't have to be first. You just have to be better than the first. Like, pizza wasn't originally an Italian thing, but the Italians took it and made it better.
Well, and the thing with these clothes is you've got the people who are going to wear Lululemon to show off that they got the money to buy Lululemon.
Yeah.
And then you're going to get the people who don't care that just want the same style and they don't care whether or not it says Lululemon. There's going to be a market for both of them.
Now, the Lululemon, does it have the emblem on it somewhere? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's got the LL somewhere?
Like, yeah, it's the little circle and it's usually on the back somewhere.
And most of the time, I don't even know what that means.
Well, we can tell because you didn't know what the Lululemon was.
I mean, if it says Wrangler on it, you know, it's got the person's size. I know what brand that is. Then, like, you got to spell it out for me. It's got to be like a billboard. But and I got the Louis Vuitton. Finally, I got that one down.
The big LV. You got that?
I got that one figured out.
Wow. Yeah. Way to go.
But
what about the red bottoms?
Red bottoms, don't know that.
There's Christian Louis Vuitton, and wait, I'm probably saying them wrong.
Okay.
But they're two different brands, and they sound almost identical. Now I got to Google, because my brain just went blank.
Now, I've heard the song Red Bottom Girls.
No, that's Apple Bottom Jeans.
No, that Bottom Girls.
There you go.
You make the rock and world go round.
And then you've got Toms that he said, too. So, no, I'm not familiar with a lot of that stuff.
Okay, so Christian Louis Vuitton is the red bottoms, and then there's Louis Vuitton, which is the LV.
Now, is it like a red part where the bottom is? What is that? When
not
you say
on
red?
That bottom that you're petting.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to demonstrate in here. Let me get my pointer out here.
On the bottom of your shoe, it's red.
Oh,
and that's the signal that you way overpaid, but they're beautiful.
Shoes alone, like even my kids, like they are all about certain kinds of shoes, and you got the LaMelo balls and all that stuff out there. That's just super expensive, and made about the same probably as the big, you know. The big brands or the cheaper brands.
I know. There's nothing better than getting a really, really good dupe and then it actually lasts. You're like, this is great.
There you go. I got it at the Jockey Lot, but man, it's made it like 6 months.
Lulu Limes.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This is a kind of a neat story out of Massachusetts. Eskimo King is an ice cream shop there. And I was reading today how they are giving children under 12 free ice cream cones.
Awesome.
If they can do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yay.
And I was just watching this story, and it was very cute because these workers who work at Eskimo King, they said their boss is very patriotic. And it's very cute to see these kids come up. And, you know, they're little kids. They're trying to recite the pledge. Sometimes their older brother or sister is kind of helping them, you know, get it right. And they actually had the video of some of the kids doing the pledge. And it's a very positive thing because we see so much negative press now where people, like, not wanting to do the pledge. They, oh, we can't have under God in the pledge and all these things. And it's depressing, honestly. So this is one of those stories that makes you feel like there may be some hope still. And seeing these kids get behind it and the adults who are actually, you know, doing the whole procedure.
I love it. I think TJ Maxx should get on board, too, because I can recite it and then get some free clothes. I'm here for this.
It's not a bad idea. We should have more of that kind of stuff.
Everybody gets free everything.
Well, no, but
I'm here for this.
Well, like, this is, it's just a kid-sized snow cone or ice cream cone. It's not, like, the biggest thing or the fullest, but there's something there if they want to do this. So maybe for someone like you, Tori, an adult would have to do maybe the national anthem instead.
Or the Declaration.
Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, the entire thing.
Can I just wear the ugly wig?
Which ugly wig?
Whichever one.
I don't even know you what you mean by that.
George Washington's wig is what I had in mind.
Wow. It always confused me. They had the wig political party, and I thought that was just because they wore them, but apparently it wasn't. I think maybe you should have to do something a little more difficult as an adult. I don't think you should get like 20% off or maybe a free blouse or something just for doing the pledge. I think you'd have to do, like Cato said, the declaration or maybe the national anthem.
I could do the national anthem.
Okay, let's hear.
Are you really going to make me do this?
Not sing it. You can just say it if you want.
Oh, I was wanting to sing
can
it.
You see?
You can sing if you want.
Go, Cato.
I didn't say I wanted to do it.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
Mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
all I know.
What so proudly we hailed.
Yes.
At the twilight's last gleam.
Let's get Batman an ice cream cone.
I could eat some ice cream right
the
now.
The Declaration of Independence is actually a pretty hard one, too.
Is that the we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness?
Get him a whole...
And to just cure these rights, governments are instituted among men deriving their just power from the consent other govern.
Who are you?
I don't even know what that means.
What just happened?
I have no clue, but I have to go lie down now.
It's like one of those movies where they activate the person, they call them and they're like, give them a code, like, I have many miles to go before I sleep. And all of a sudden, it's like Manchurian Candidate. They just switch off and it was like he was a robot for
it was
a second.
Like out of body experience.
I had to learn that in high school and did not even know I still knew it.
Wow.
That was incredible. Okay, TJ Maxx, what's this free shirt?
Folks, that was not off the internet.
No.
He just started, he couldn't even stop.
Like, I couldn't because I thought I wouldn't have been able to pick back
right,
up. I stumbled over a few words there.
Very
but,
interesting.
Yeah, I guess, Lord.
I really appreciate it, too, because it let Tori and I off the hook for having to remember more than the first three words of anything.
Okay, oh, say,
now,
can you see?
Let's do some Robert Frost poetry. Two okay. roads diverged in a yellow wood. Sorry I could not travel both paths. Long I stood and looked down one as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth.
And now Cardi B!
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.